Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Mem Zayin, and we are up to Sif Hey. And we had an introduction yesterday to this, and hopefully we'll have some Havana as we go through it, and this is not going to be an easy Sif. The reason why this is not going to be an easy Sif is because this really gets into the practical scenarios of different foods and situations that we have to be choshesh for chametz in tarovis and in pots and things like that. And the first part of this sif is going to be dealing with foods that were salted before Pesach, as we'll see coming up, and kavush, things that have been soaking. Let's see. Basar yavesh ugvina v'dagim. If you have dry meat and cheese and fish, meaning these are not, we're not talking about where the actual food is cooking in a pot with liquid and things like that. It's just straight up pieces of meat and fish and things like that. Shenimlechu kodem haPesach, that was salted before Pesach. Velo nizaru b'hem, and there was no, like, you weren't careful regarding the salting process because it was before Pesach. So now you go ahead and it's before Pesach, and you have these items that were salted. So he says, "Mutul achla b'Pesach." You can eat them not only before Pesach, you can eat them on Pesach itself. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat lametes shenim lechu kodem haPesach. He says, "Afilu b'chli chametz." Even if it was in a kli chametz, so that means that it was salted. And as you know, salt goes ahead and it's maflit umavliya. It goes ahead and extracts out and absorbs in from Isser into Heter. But the key yesod here is the ein malicha lekelim lahaflit. Malicha only pulls out Isser from actual food items, but doesn't go ahead and pull out Isser from kelim. What does this mean? As you all know, if you have a treif pot and you cook in it, so that treifs up the food. We assume that the basic presumption is that the content of the food is never going to be shishim keneged that which is absorbed in the kli, in the pot, or whatever kli we're talking about. So let's say it gets cooked up, it's going to automatically be treif, and it's not even going to be batel b'shishim, because the assumption always is that whatever pot that exists, whatever is in that pot is never going to be shishim keneged the iser of that pot. So l'chayra, you have the same concern here when you have malicha in a chametz tikka pot. It's going to go ahead and it's going to absorb into it. So he says, "Afilu b'chli chametz, the ein malicha lekelim lahafi." You do not have to worry at all about the malicha causing the chametz to come out of the kli. Va'od, and not only that, the stam kelim eino ben yomo. He says, and not only that, another reason why you don't have to worry is because the stam assumption is that kelim that you use have already not been used for at least 24 hours. They're eino ben yomo, which means then that it's no same tam lefgam, that even if there was tam that came out, it would be lefgam. And if you don't think tam lefgam, then the item is not going to give over tam to aser. So if it was all no same tam lefgam, koidem lepesach, lekulei amashari. And if it's no same tam lefgam before Pesach, according to everyone, that's going to be okay. So he says now, umitam zeh, and based on this, afilu nichbishu kol elu me eis le'eis. And he says, and based on this, even if it actually soaked in a kli chametz, let's say one of these items soaked in liquid in a kli chametz for 24 hours, betocha kli in the kli, ain la aser, it's not going to aser. The af the kavush kimavushal, because even though kavush is kimavushal, even though soaking for 24 hours is the equivalent of cooking, mikomakom halol of gamu, it's going to be lufgam in this case. Why? Because kavush, by definition, has to be 24 hours later, because that's kavush kimavushal is when it soaks for 24 hours, and therefore it's going to be automatically an eno ben yomo, and therefore it's going to be tam lufgam. Afilu hu ben yomo, and even if it started soaking when it was still a ben yomo, it's again automatically going to be what yesh l'tzadid b'diavad l'hakel. Automatically, it's going to be 24 hours, because that's how long it takes to go ahead and soak in it. So you'll be able to go ahead and be makel. Because the emasai mekabel tam in akvisha. Because when is it going to get the tam from the soaking. Only achar mi'ayis la'ayis. Only after 24 hours. The yaz kvar nase atam, and then the tam already became pagum. The tam in the kli is already going to be pagum. And that's what's going to be coming out. The ha'me'ayis la'ayis shal shimash ha'chametz, because the me'ayis la'ayis of the chametz kvar nishla mikodem, that already got finished up already before what? Beforehand. And therefore, in other words, at the point when it's going to give over its tam, the point when it's going to give over its tam, it's already pagum. Pagum means that it's already a bad taste. Bad taste is not asa. Only thing that asa is b'di'evet is good taste. So the idea is that any tam that comes out from a pot after 24 hours is what's called nosein tam lefgam, and therefore it will not asa the kli. So then he goes on and he says as follows. Mem. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the guy who was not careful when he did this melicha. So do you have to be concerned? Livdok ha-melech. In other words, he was not careful. It was before Pesach to check the salt to see shema nimtza b'hem k'tas peir chametz. He didn't check the salt to see maybe there's some little chametz in the salt. Still, mutter la'achlam. It's mutter to go ahead and eat it on Pesach itself. The af imaya b'hamelech k'tas chametz. Because even if there was in this melach somewhat some chametz u balu mehem, and it was absorbed into the food item because there was some chametz in the melach, nisbatel kodem haPesach, it already became batel before Pesach, and v'shuvein chozev anir. As we remember, once something gets absorbed in and dissolved into the item, even if it's chametz, and it's batel, its tam is batel, so then, even on Pesach, we don't say chozev neir, we don't say that the tam arouses b'kol shehu. Once it was batel, b'shishim, before Pesach, we don't say chozev neir, if it would have happened on Pesach, then it would have been aser, you know, b'kol shehu. Sifkat membeis, b'Pesach, it could be eaten on Pesach. So he says, however, im hayam munachim b'kli shel chametz, says, if it was actually in a kli shel chametz bitzir shenase al yedei melech. Let's say it wasn't just salted dry in a kli shel chametz, but rather it was actually soaking in not stam liquid, which comes into the issue of kavush, but it was actually the sauce. It was soaking in the sauce of the brine, like, you know, like the brine with the melech. Sheomrim shafil munach sham zman ma'ab. Now those that say even if it was just in there for a very small amount of time, kedei sheyitein al or. The amount of time it would take to put something on the fire, the yaskel artiach, and get hot, then yeshal din kavush already has a din of kavush al yedei zeh. And if that's the case, the alkein imaya ben yomo, if it would be a kli that's a ben yomo, ibli yasach chametz, o shahaya meluach harbe, or it was meluach harbe, kidera shemochet basa lizman meruba, then guess what? Aser mashem munach b'toch chatzir. Then it's going to be aser that which was in the tzir. Why? Because In that case, it's not going to be batel, right? It's not going to be batel. There's not going to be any bittel mishishim or anything like that because it's not an ena ben yomo and it's kavush, and therefore whatever food was in there became right absorbed with chametz. And he says, but it's only what's aser? Only mashemunach b'toch hatzir. Only that which was in the sauce. The mashal malam in hatzir, anything above the sauce, that's not eno b'chlal kavush. That's not considered kavush. It means it has to be inside, soaking inside the sauce. Again, I'm talking about a salty sauce. So if it's in a salty sauce, a salty brine, so normally we say 24 hours for there to be a blia, for there to be an absorption. Okay? But if it's a type of liquid that is salty, and it's soaking in such a salty liquid, then the process of kavush, the process of soaking, will enable the iser to go ahead and be absorbed into the heter, in this case the chametz, being absorbed into the basar, or whatever it is that's in there. The yeshom shapaz eino aser. However, there are those that say even in this eino aser, elin came two things. Yisha me'es leis. The only time it's going to be aser is if it was actually soaking for 24 hours. B'toch atzir. V'gam yem meluach harbe. And it was also very salty. Did I skip again? All right. Or it was very salty. Meaning if you have a combination of where it's very, very salty, so then the halacha is like this. If something's very, very salty, we don't say, no Saint tam lefgam. We say that the fact that it's very salty goes ahead and makes the tam a good tam somehow. Halachic analysis of tam, you know, when something is a davar charif, something that's like, you know, sharp. So this sear is sharp. So if it's soaking for 24 hours and it's sharp, so then it's gonna go ahead and be bolea. And therefore we say the makom hesed, you'd be able to be makel and what was made before Pesach. So what's coming out here is a very practical halacha. It's talking about if something was salted, if meat was salted on a with salt, then you didn't check the salt. So you could assume that you don't have to worry about any chametz that might be in there. Plus, it could even be on a chametz like a kli, pot, bowl, or whatever. You don't have to worry. You also don't have to worry about regular soaking of these items for 24 hours, because either way, after 24 hours, it's going to be no time of gam, and therefore, it's going to be batel. The only time you have to worry, possibly, is if it's in a sear, a sauce, and totally covered by the sauce that is a brine that is sharp. So then you have two opinions. One says automatically, if it's in there enough time it would have been to like to heat it up or cook it up, then automatically then it's going to be asr. Some say no, it's only when it's 24 hours plus being in a brine, that's when it would asr. And he says the makom hefseid, you could be making on in the Shulchan Aruch. Niu dagim meluchim, what happens if you have, however, salty fish, hashruyim b'mayin, it's soaking in water, b'pesach, on Pesach itself, b'kli, and it's soaking in water on Pesach itself, in the kli chametz, there yesh lahachmir, you should be machmir lizahir b'hen, man, you should be careful from this, we'll see what that means exactly, mibnei shehem bolim b'pesach, because on Pesach, they will absorb, miplitas hakelim, the chametz from the kli that's chametz. The chametz from Pesach is mashu, and chametz on Pesach is mashu. So let's see what this is talking about. Let's see what's being said here. It goes like this: Mishnah Brura, sif katan mem gimel b'mayim b'Pesach. So again, if you had salty fish like herring, right? Herring that was soaking in water in a chametz thika kli, pot, bowl, whatever, basin. Imagine like, you know, pickling. It's like this, but it wasn't like in a total sear. It was like salty fish in a kli that has water in it. So the water is going to, you know, do something to the actual, the water is going to do something to actual weaken the strength of the salty fish and the brine around it. So look what he says. Aval kodem Pesach ein lachmir. Before Pesach, you don't have to be machmir. Av lechatchila, even lechatchila. Af im haya kli ben yomo. Even if the kli was a ben yomo from the Bliyaz HaChametz. Why? It's a ben yomo. And you're putting salty fish in a ben yomo of a kli chametz. The hot sonin. Because number one is we're dealing with cold water, not hot water. The aflatas of machmirin is sifkatan akodem. And even according to the machmirin that we saw in the previous sifkatan, that in a tzir, hayotze yalide melicha, that if you have a tzir, if you have, right, a brine that is yotze, that will pull out the chametz through melicha, it's nechshav kikavush, it's considered kavush, afkaz manmua, even in a small amount of time, even in the amount of time it takes to just cook. Hacha is different. Why? Kevan sheshari b'mayim, since it's this herring or whatever it is soaking in water, mivadin koach atzir. It's weakening the koach of the seer of the brine. Umikol makom, however, he says, the Pesach, as he's saying here, kufa, on Pesach itself, it's bekoshu, right? The yisuro bekoshu, that's why it's saying you have to be machmir. Afilu sharaz man mua, even if it's in the water in this pot for a very short amount of time. Thou call upon him al yedei charifus hamelach, because based on the sharpness of the salt, we say nivla kolshu, a little bit will be absorbed in it. Again, you don't have to worry about that little bit being absorbed before Pesach, because that's before Pesach. It's only a kolshu, and only asas bekolshu on Pesach itself. So the basic assumption is, once the fish, we're concerned, once the fish goes into the water, so it's going to be nivla a kolshu. But I ain't the magen Avram, shemetzadid, the dagim melucham shekayin herring. That if you have herring, salty fish that we call herring, shiriyasan azim, its soaking is very what strong azim bechazakim. It's very powerful, it's very sharp. The ain't a mayim mivadlin koachatir herring. The magen Avram wants to say that herring is so powerful that when it mixes with the water, it's still like considered like in sear. It's still considered in the brine. The alkein afilo yeshuyin kaidam apesa. So if you have a really, 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 really salty fish like herring, and even if it was shuyin kodem Pesach, even if it was soaking before Pesach and chametz, he says yesh la'achmir lechatchila, you should be machmir at least lechatchila, shelo la'achlan, not to go ahead and eat it. Mishnah Berurah Mem Dalet Yesh Lahachmir. So he says, "Hainu bedagim meluchim shekarim herring." So he says he should be machmir with these dagim meluchim shekarim herring. Again, this is not going with the Magen Avraham. He's saying that regular dagim meluchim, that's kairin herring, he's obviously chaylik on the Magen Avraham. He says this is the regular salty fish. So you have to be machmir. Bafilu on what? On Pesach. Bafilu akli eno benyomo niblias hachametz. And even if the kli is not a benyomo. So he says, v'chol zehu rak lechatchila. And he says, this is all only lechatchila. Why is this all only lechatchila? So the basic assumption is that since at the end of the day, okay, you are putting it in water and you're concerned for the blia of kol shehu, of the chametz, and it's an eno benyomo. So talking about a pot that's eno benyomo, it's only lechatchila, meaning lechatchila, you shouldn't go and buy this type of herring from the store, anything like that. But with the evidence, I guess if you bought it, you'd be able to go ahead and eat it. Anyway, move weiter. Memhei. What's the concern? That it's going to be boilim, the Pesach, the plaitas hakelim. It's going to absorb that which comes out of the chametz, it comes out of the kli. Mashma dim sharu b'kli yom tov shari. Mashma, if it was soaked in a kli of yom tov, it's totally okay. Meaning, ein lachosh l'perach chametz shabatoch hamelach. You don't have to worry about the chametz that might have been in the salt. So if it was in a Pesach dika kli, there's no concern at all for the fish that went into the salty fish that went into the water in the kosher Pesach kli. And then he goes on, v'yesh cholkin u'machmirin. What's that referring to? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Rama says yesh cholkin u'machmirin. That's a tchilas hasif koi. It's going back at the beginning of the sif where the Shulchan Aruch was matir the basa yavesh and the gvina and the dagim that were salted kodem haPesach before Pesach. So here the Rama writes there are those that are cholkin u'machmirin. And what's the reason? Continuing on, the reason is that we're choshesh that it was mu'urav mixed with a little bit of melach. The aftin is batel kodem a pesach choze b'nei pesach. That even though it was nizvatel before Pesach, we will be concerned that it will be chozer v'neor on Pesach. That are the machmirin. And he continues on, Uvimedinos Elu Haminag Lahachmir Le Chatchila, Shelo Lechol Gvinos Vidagim U Basar Yavesh. He says, and in these Medinos, the Minag is to be Machmir Le Chatchila, as we said, not to eat cheese and fish and Basar Yavesh, as we just said, Sif Katon Memzayin, Shelo Lechol Gvinos, Vahatam. What's the reason? Machmir, not to eat gvinos, nei shalom nizharu, libdo kamelach, as we said, because they were not zohir from before Pesach to check the salt from chametz when it was made, and even if they were kevushim, v'chli yom tov, afilu im kevushim, v'chli yom tov, even if they were made and hanging out in Pesach dika kelim, the fact that it was used with the melach from before Pesach were chashesh, and he says, in machmir, and memches, and also basar yavesh, and he says v'chein basar meluach mechadash kagavna, and also basar that is just salted, its last final salted after it was salted, and it's still lach, it's still moist. Ushar mine meluchim ukvushim, and other types of salted items kagon ukares ukruv shekarin veliminus. Things like that, types of cabbage, like coleslaw type items. Im lo nizuru levdoik hamelach mechametz b'shas asiyoso nizorim shalachlo. If they weren't careful to check the salt from chametz in the making of it, so if that's the case, nizorim shalolo achlo. You have to be careful not to eat it. Chutz mi yom tov achron shel Pesach, except you can be mekel on the last day, meaning the yom tov sheni, the eighth day of Pesach, which is yom tov sheni shel Galus. We continue on. Aval im hidichu habasar shloish pamim kaidim pesach. This is back in the Ramah. If the basar was soaked three times before Pesach, then Noagin Laochlo, the Mekel, and the Minag is to go ahead and eat it. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Memtes, Hedichu, Hainu L'Shav Sheish Biyad. This means that if you go ahead and take the Basar, this Basar that was salted, and you go ahead and you brush it off after soaking it. That's what he says, Hainu L'Shav Sheish. You mean you scrub it a little bit, Biyad, Ulasir, take off anything, Hanidbach Behem, anything that might be stuck to it. And he said, check out the achronim that write. The minag l'shroso gam keng tzas b'nahar. The minag would also be to go ahead and dip it into the river and then immerse it in the river. O b'chlei pesach mitzonenes, or in a big kli of pesach, a big kosher of pesach kli with cold water. Al yidei mayim mukhlafim shalosh pamim, meaning and change the water three times. Aval lo b'kli chametz l'chatchila, but not, you should obviously not use a kli chametz l'chatchila, should use a kli pesach, and that would then be the equivalent of soaking it, rinsing it with water and scrubbing it. So again, hedichu means if you rinse it with water and you scrub it with your hands and take off that which is stuck to it, that's unoig to eat the meat that was salted before Pesach. If you go ahead and put it in the river, that would even be better, or even better than just rinsing and scrubbing would also be, instead of putting it in the river, to put it in a basin of water, kosher Pesach basin of water, and switch the water three times. Sifbaton nun habasar. So what basar are we talking about? We're talking about this yovesh basar, this dry meat, or even the maluach michadash, even the meat that was just salted, and it's a little harbe, mimelach shlo nivdak, right, if it's still a little moist from the melach that was very, again, it was very salted in the second salting of the meat, but what was used was salt that was not checked. She'elu darchan lahadiach, and the derech is to take this meat in general and rinse it afterwards. V'chein dagim yaveshim, and also, if we're talking about fish, the dry fish, aval dagim lachim maluchim, he says, however, but dagim that are meluchim, that are lach, afilu rotza lahadiach aser. In other words, things like herring, even if you want to rinse it afterwards, aser, you should not go ahead and eat it. She'elu ein darchan tamid b'hadacha, because those things are not normally rinsed. V'gazrinan shema yishkach v'lo yadiach, and we're concerned that maybe you will forget and not rinse it. In other words, we rinse, part of the kashering process of meat is after it's salted, we go ahead and we rinse it. So we're not going to forget. So even if something is meluach harbe and lach, when it comes to basar, we could rinse it, right, three times, scrub it up, and it'll be okay. But fish, since it's not normally salted, because it's not normally salted followed by rinsing, because again, you're not concerned for the blood, and you don't have to kasher for the blood, so we're concerned that you're not going to rinse it, and if you forget to rinse it, then sure, there's no issue in kashrus in terms of blood and things like that, but you have our issue here of the concern for chametz in the salt. And he continues on, he says, based on this, it would be appropriate to be mekel with lakshin, where the derech would be to go ahead and rinse it. V'chein b'dagim meluchim shemavien b'chavios shekoyrin herring shedarchan ladiach, and also a certain type of dagim meluchim that they would bring in the big barrels, namely herring. Those herrings, the darchan was ladiach. They used to rinse the herring. So since the derech was to rinse the herring, it would be okay. Not exactly sure what laxin is. Maybe that's lax. Could it be lax? Like bagels, cream cheese, and lax. Laxin. Anyway, not sure exactly, but it seems to be also some type of fish that was salted, that the derech was to go ahead and rinse it. So if the derech is to go ahead and rinse it, so then after the salting, if it's rinsed three times, then you'd be able to eat it on Pesach. However, kasu achronim, to mikol makom lo nagu lagel b'shum min dagim luchim lachom tocha Pesach af l'yadach. He says, at the end of the day, the minag is not to be mekel, even though it would be roi to be mekel based on this, but since it was derech ladiach, and therefore it would be roi to go ahead and be mekel by these salty fishes, these salted fishes that the derech was to rinse them. Still, he says the minhag is not to be makel on any fish that was salted to before Pesach to go ahead and eat it during Pesach, even if it was rinsed. Chutz mi yom tov, except for once again yom tov achron shel Pesach, except for you can be makel on the last day of Pesach, which is yom tov sheni shel galios. However, in a Shas Adchak situation, a pressing need, or there's going to be some type of hindering of the Simchas Yom Tov because of this, Yesh Lahakel Be'elu, you could be Mekel when it comes to things like herring that are normally rinsed. Od Kasvu Shekol Dvarim Akvushim, Kegon Unkaras, Veliman Zagyozav, and Ein Matirin Klal Al Yidei Hadacha, Kevan Shein Darchan Ladiach. He says all types of things that are like pickled, not just salted, but things that are pickled, like ukras and limonas, those hadacha will never help, because kevan she'in darchan lahadiach. Once again, it's not something that we rinse off, so these types of pickled items will not be matired via hadacha afterwards. Again, this is all based on chashos, as we saw. Once again, there are chashos that these items that were Nimlechu kodem haPesach, that was salted before Pesach, and one was not careful, so we will be machmir, even though there is the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch to be mekel, we are machmir, unless it's an item that is normally rinsed from its salt, and then we can go ahead and rinse it three times with a little scrubbing, even better, put it in the river, or go ahead and put it in a basin, kosher Pesach basin with water, and change the water three times. That's the way to go. We're not makel with any type of salted fish, even the ones that are normally rinsed, because overall fish is not rinsed afterwards, and therefore, except for Shas Adchak situations, you should not be makel even in the fish that are like herring that are normally rinsed. Unless, again, there is some pressing need or it's going to impinge on Simchas Yom Tov, then maybe you could be Mekel. But items that are never rinsed, you don't have a kula here to rinse it, and you should be Machmir. That's the minhag to be Machmir. Oh, sorry, I forgot one. Sifkatan and Aleph. So this is all if you did the rinsing Kodem Pesach, before Pesach. Aval. Tocha Pesach Ein L'Shroso. But once Pesach comes, you should not go ahead and rinse it. Too late. U'v'di'eved Yadiyach Alpe Pesach. But v'di'eved, right, you can go ahead and rinse it even on Pesach, but the rinsing should happen before Pesach. Because with Chol Sheish, maybe there'll be a little mashahu of chametz, and we'll get some tam al yidei hashriya with the soaking. So that is that. L'chachila, no rinsing on Pesach. You should do it before Pesach, but b'di'eved, even on Pesach, it's chashash rachok, ad kan.